KAZG, Scottsdale, Phoenix. KDKB, HD2, Mesa, Phoenix.
Arizona Gold, KAZG.
Culinary confessions, Dennis and Diana's confections, we're the food connection. Culinary confessions, we love food. Yeah. It's all about food, restaurants, and good eating. Now, with no further ado, with Faces for Radio and Passion for Food, the longest-running, award-winning food and restaurant talk show in Arizona, Culinary Confessions with Dennis and Diana.
Good morning, Arizona foodies, and welcome to Culinary Confessions. I'm Dennis.
I'm Diana.
And happy Throwback Thursday.
Throwback Thursday, that's where we're at today.
That's right. And, wow.
We got lots going on today.
We do.
We're going to have a special guest, right?
We are going to have an interview with Allen Foods at 11:15.
Wonderful.
And you know where Allen Foods is?
I don't. Why don't
you Allen know? Foods is based out of Siloam Springs, Arkansas. And what they do is they do a lot of things. They have Allen Foods. They have the Veg-All. They have...
Vita Vegemin? That's not what you're talking about, is it?
No. Okay. Veg-All, the vegetables. They're
okay.
Basically, they're canned goods. And I've actually been there because my stepmom and one of my sisters lives right down the road from them.
Oh, really?
So right in Siloam Springs.
So they're not only, the brands include Allen's, Popeye's Spinach, right?
Right. Veg-All.
Veg-All, Fresh Like, Sugary Sam, Royal Prince, and Trappies.
Yep. So they're going to talk with us and have all kinds of information for us.
Well, looking forward to that. And maybe we should get started on some business real quick. And
that we can.
All right. We have trivia brought to you by George & Sons Asian Cuisine, located at 11291 East Via Linda in Scottsdale. Give George a call for all your catering needs. Mother's Day is around the corner. So give him a call, 480-661-6336. Don't forget about a second location on the I-17 and the 101 at Deer Valley Town Center. Give him a call at that location, 623-434-1888. And the trivia today is...
The trivia today is, what is hashi? Is it a Japanese chopsticks, oriental stir fry, or illegal hallucinogenic?
Is it drugs?
Hallucinogenic.
All right.
And what is jambai? Is a jambai seafood stew with rice? Or a delicate, crisp, ring-shaped cookie. Okay. Is a jambai a seafood stew with rice or a delicate, crisp, ring-shaped cookie?
Give us a call, 480-668-3287.
And is orzo a killer whale or a tiny, rice-shaped pasta? And what's a root vegetable with a taste resembling oysters? And let's see. At midnight on January 16th, 1920, what began making the biggest boom in home brewing history?
Call us at 480-668-3287.
True or false? Egyptians used to worship cabbage heads as gods. Is that true or false? And another true or false? The winner of an athletic event in ancient Greece was giving a bunch of celery. Is that true or false?
All right. Call us at 480-668-3287. Answer some of the trivia questions. Or our Taste of Music, which is brought to you by The Groves Bakery, located at 323 South Gilbert Road. Give them a call for all your special orders. No orders are too small. 480-813-4610. They're located at 323 South Gilbert Road.
All right, but I have a quote of the day, too.
Okay, and the quote
and
of the day.
It's kind of an oxymoron. Coming from kind of a moron. But the food here is terrible, and the portions are too small. Well, if it's so terrible, the portions were probably too big, weren't they? Why would you say they were too small if the food was so terrible? Okay, that was from Woody Allen.
Okay, well, there you have it. I wouldn't ever quote him.
Yeah, well, I did, so.
All right, and then don't forget at the top of the hour, we're going to have Recipe of the Day brought to you by Alexon Design Group, located at 323 South Gilbert Road. Give them a call at 480-699-7796. Check them out online at alexondesign.com. They can do pools, landscaping, barbecue pits, golf putting greens, and much more. Again, check them out online. That's alexondesign.com.
All right. And the Taste of Music is where we play a tidbit of a song. Somewhere in that song, there is a mention of food or drink. It could be in the title of the song, could be in the lyrics of the song, or it could be in the artist or group's name. Garion, play me some music, please. Even miracles, since you came along, you such the thing. All right, that was our Taste of Music. And our survey question of the day, it's Throwback Thursday. So, being that we're on today and tomorrow, and then we're taking a hiatus for the summer, what are your fondest memories of the last 16, 17 months about the show? Okay.
All right, give us a call, 480-668-3287.
All right. Right now, we are going to talk to Nancy from Tempe. Nancy, how are you today?
Hi, Dennis. And there's someone else here, too.
There is.
Hi, Dennis.
You guys are doing a duo.
Hi, Diana.
The dynamic duo is back.
You kind of like this this conference type thing, don't you?
Uh-huh. And I know the Taste of Music.
You do? Okay. Tell me what it is.
You Sexy Thing by Hot Chocolate.
You got it.
Surprise.
All right. Very good, Nancy. So what are the two of you up to today?
We're goofing off. I'll take the whale trivia one.
All right. And that is Orso a killer whale or a tiny rice-shaped pasta?
It's a tiny rice-shaped pasta.
Yes, it
dun,
is.
Dun, dun, dun.
You are so very right.
And we did it again like yesterday.
Yeah. We did the double whammy.
We do good together.
Yep. I like the double whammy, huh?
And since it's Throwback Thursday, we're supposed to give our fondest memory, are we?
Yep. What's your fondest memory of the show of the last 18 months that we've been here? 15 months.
I think my fondest memory was actually Nancy's birthday when I called in and then I won everything for her.
Hamburger day.
Hamburger day. Yeah. Or the day when I called in and got to tell you guys that ketchup was actually medicine and that made her day because she was like,
because she's going to take her medicine every single day.
That's right. And she has to tell her brother, it's medicine, quit. He hollers at her about her ketchup.
Yeah.
And I always put on there, I need two bottles, and then he'll only bring me one.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm like, well, it's medication.
Oh, and then I finally admitted to Tina the other day, I finally could tell her I am old because I made my nephew, today's Christopher's birthday, I made him 18, but he's 19.
Oh, that's all right. Hey, make him feel younger that way, you know?
Yeah, that only works when you're older.
And yeah. my fondest memory was when I got to meet you guys and when I started listening and all even though I have never met any of the listeners, I feel that they came into my life and Diana knows how I had the five surgeries and you guys would brighten up each and every day and all the listeners.
Well, thank you, honey. We really appreciate that. And we appreciate you listening and calling in. We love you.
You know, and we're going to have more brighter memories come the fall, okay?
And I love you guys.
We love you too, Nancy.
All right. Well, you guys have a great day, okay?
You too.
Talk to you soon.
We're going to try and do it again tomorrow.
Yeah, we're going to try to do it again tomorrow. We might have some more surprises in store for you tomorrow, though.
Okay. That sounds great. We'll talk to you then.
We love you. We love you, Dennis and Diana. And to all the listeners, we love you very, very, very much.
Yep. We love you all.
Well, thank you. We appreciate it. All right. We all love you too.
Talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye.
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 All right. All right, 480-668-3287, give us a call today. And right now we're going to talk to Barry from Phoenix, a first-time caller. Hey, Barry, how are you doing?
Very good morning. How are you?
We're doing well.
Good.
You're a first-time caller, huh?
Yes, sir.
How long have you been listening to the show?
Oh, it just started a while ago.
Yeah? All right. And here we go. We're going to take a break for the summer.
Yes, that's what I heard. That's not very good news.
But you know what? The good news is we will be back, okay?
Do you have a date when you're coming back yet?
We don't have the date set yet. We've got to sit down with the radio station and go through everything and line up stuff. And so it's kind of an open date at this time, but it'll be the fall, okay?
Okay, we'll be watching.
All right, You can keep an eye on our Facebook page or our website, and we'll do updates on there, okay?
All right, sounds good.
All right, do you want to answer one of our trivia questions this morning?
I try the Taste of Music.
Okay. Go ahead.
I think it's I Believe in Miracles by Hot Chocolate.
No.
Oh, I guess I got it wrong then.
You did.
That's okay. You're still a winner because you're a first-time caller, Barry, so we're going to send you out a gift certificate.
Oh, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right, and you want to try some trivia?
Sure.
All right. Let's see. Is a jumbe a seafood stew with rice or a delicate crisp ring-shaped cookie?
Well, I know jambalaya, but so I have to say it's the cookie.
You would be absolutely right.
Very good.
All right.
So we're going to send you out two gift certificates, one for answering the trivia question and for being a first-time caller.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you. You have a great day.
Okay, you too.
Bye.
All right, thanks, Barry.
Bye now.
Bye. All right. Boy. Winners right off the bat.
I know. We love that. That's a twofer. We had two twofers.
Two for two.
That's right. So, you know what? I'm looking over here at Alexon Design Group. I checked out their website. Again, that's Alexon, A-L-E-X-O-N, design.com. And you can look at all of their galleries. They have landscapes, barbecues, fireplaces, and fire pits, decking, lighting, gazebos, ramadas, putting greens, hardscapes, water features, and artificial lawns. So I could look at their website for hours.
They've got a lot of really nice stuff on there.
I know. It's beautiful. I'm thinking, oh, this would look really good in our backyard. So definitely want to go check them out. And again, give them a call for a free consultation at 480-699-7796.
All right. Very good. And let's see. Here after the break, we're going to have a interview for about 10 minutes or so.
Okay, at 11:15?
Yeah, 11:15. I believe that's what time it is, unless they get the hours.
Depends on where they're from, right?
Yeah.
That's always
3:15 Eastern time. That would put it at
12:15.
No, we're on Pacific time now.
Oh.
We're not on Mountain time.
Okay.
Right? I don't know. So either 11:15 or 12:15. We're having an interview, okay?
Nice. Real nice. Whatever.
All right. And it will be with Don. I'm not even going to try to pronounce his last name. Dichhazy. Okay. I tried. And he is the spokesman for Allen's Vegetables.
Wonderful.
They're out of Asylum Springs. So it'll be interesting. And maybe he knows my mom.
Maybe so. I don't know. It's a small world. I tell you what, we have so many people that come into the restaurant that are from Alaska and they know you. And it's crazy. I don't know that you know all of them, but several of them do come in.
Yep. I know a lot of them. But, you know, just Alaska's a big area, and people think that, you know, you're going to know everybody.
But you seem to know everybody. That's why they say that. I mean, it's really that way with you. So I don't know.
I do know a lot.
you got around, huh?
You know, it was funny when they used to, well, do you know Sarah? And talking about Sarah Palin and Todd. And the funny thing was that I could actually say, yeah, I actually do know them pretty well. Used to hang out with Todd way back when, and hung out with Sarah and Todd a few times. So, yeah.
Small world.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to be right back. Give us a call, 480-668-3287.
Hi, I'm Cheryl from Piefection, where we make over 50 varieties of fresh homemade pies every day. Our gourmet pies feature only the finest ingredients a foodie can find, like real butter, fresh ground nutmeg, and chocolate that's imported from Belgium. We also make the best homemade pot pies, including our green chili pork. Our pies are the Piefect addition to your dinner table, so we hope to see you soon at 6731 East Brown Road, the southwest corner of Power and Brown in Mesa, or call us at 480-218-7437. Or visit us on the web at piefectionaz.com.
Culinary Confessions with Dennis and Diana. This is your chance to be a food critic. Call 480-668-3287. That's 480-668-EATS.
Country Blossom Florists, the first flower shop in Gilbert, is family owned and operated since 1982. They are located at 1054 North Gilbert Road, Suite Number 2 in Gilbert. Hours are Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., Saturday, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Country Blossom Florist is a full-service florist providing custom arrangements for local deliveries. They personally deliver to Gilbert, Chandler, and Mesa. Wire services are available for other areas in Arizona and worldwide deliveries. Country Blossom Florist also provides 24/7 phone operators to help with your floral or gift needs. Country Blossom Florist services all hospitals and funeral homes in the East Valley. They also carry memorial stones for funeral services in lieu of flowers for a lasting remembrance. Country Blossom Florist is your one-stop shop. Whether you need flowers, candies, stuffed animals, wedding flowers, sympathy arrangements, Country Blossom Florist can fill all your floral needs. Please call Country Blossom Florist at 480-892-8877 or visit our website at countryblossomflorist.com.
This is Culinary Confessions on KAZG.
480-668-3287. Right now, let's talk to Judy from Santan Valley. Judy, how are you today?
Hey, guys, I'm doing good. I've been packing all week.
Yeah?
I'm moving.
Where are you moving to?
Apache Junction.
Oh, moving a long ways away, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to be down there closer to the mountain.
Yeah.
In one of them old folk places.
In them old folk places.
Yeah. Anyways. But, so I just heard you're taking a hiatus there for a while.
Yeah, we're going to, we've got to go to
Alaska?
No. Oh. We're still be right here working away at the restaurant and the bakery, but, we need to step back, regroup, and just come back with a full lineup of sponsors
yeah.
and stuff. And
well,
you know,
please don't forget to come back.
We won't. We're getting a lot of help with our station from KAZG. They're being a big help, and you know, so we'll be back
okay,
in the fall.
Wonderful. I will look forward to that unless I forget by then, but I'll write a note.
Write
yeah,
yourself
you
a note.
You know what? We got your phone number, so.
we got your number.
That's right to do. And well, let me see. My throwback favorite thing was when we did the show and a breakfast.
Okay.
Yep, that was fun, huh?
Yeah.
It is something different, right?
Well, yeah, when you go in, you're not expecting to be on the air just to sit there and watch you two. It was shocking. But once I got into it, it was like, this is fun.
It's pretty fun. And, I mean, we don't really have a script or anything that we go by. And that way you get to see behind the scenes what really happens. And
yeah, you get a visual.
Yeah, something different. Yeah. It makes you wonder about all the other ones, huh?
Yeah, I got a visual of you two, okay?
Oh, and that's why you're giggling, huh?
No, you two, it's amazing that you two look like you're just married. You both interact with each other like you guys are perfect together.
Well, thank you.
We kind of like each other.
There's a good love thing going on. Just keep it up.
Well, thank you so much. We really appreciate that.
Okay. Well, I'll miss you guys, but I'll be a little busy, and I will call you in the fall.
All right. Good luck in your move, and we'll keep in touch.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Thanks, Judy.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye. All right, let's talk to Marie from Gilbert. Hi, Marie.
Hey, Dennis, Diana. How's it going?
Doing well. How
it's
about
Throwback Thursday.
Oh, is it? Okay, whatever.
What are we gonna throw back?
I don't know. Time.
Time. We'll throw back some time. That's a good one.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry to hear that you guys are leaving for a while, because my grandson is supposed to be opening up a restaurant in Phoenix, and I was going to get him on the thing there. So.
Well, we can bring him on in the fall.
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens with if he even gets it or not, so whatever. Okay. And I have a question, because I don't get to listen all the time because I have appointments and I'm gone a lot. And one day I was just caught a... something about Lori, did her, and she was moving. Did her husband pass away?
No.
Oh, no. No, it's Mary Ann.
Mary Ann's
moving.
Oh,
Mary. I'm sorry. I meant Mary Ann.
Yeah. No.
They're downsizing.
Actually, he's doing
very
well.
Oh, okay. Because I know there for a while he wasn't doing very good. So.
Yeah, no, he's doing great and recovering well from surgeries and stuff. And, no, they're just they're downsizing. They're going to move to a smaller place up in Fountain Hills from Scottsdale.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. And then I have two restaurant reviews.
Great.
I went to SNN Asian Kitchen.
Okay.
Which is wonderful. They have the best food.
Yes, they
just
do.
Just love them. And
what'd you have?
I had lettuce wraps. And then I had something else with chicken in it, and I don't remember what it was called, but it was good. And to tell you the truth, my mind went blank, and I can't remember what the other restaurant was.
That's okay.
That tells you something, huh? Hmm.
Tells you you've been busy.
Oh, dang, that bugs me.
So when was it that you went?
Huh?
When was it that you went to it?
I don't remember.
See, we'll backtrack, just like when you lose your keys.
Oh, I know. It was yesterday. Salernos. I finally, oh, geez. Okay, went to Salernos, which, you know, they have very good food. So, anyway.
Yeah.
And was Ross there? Was he cooking?
He wasn't there when I got there, but because I know him, he knows my family and stuff. So, he came out after. He was at a doctor's appointment, and then he came out when he got back, and somebody told him I was there, and so he came out and gave me a hug and gave me a kiss on the forehead.
He's so nice.
I know, he is. He's a sweetheart.
Yeah, Ross is a good guy.
Yeah. And but then I also have, I would like to have some prayers. My daughter, not Debbie, but my other daughter, has to be operated on in a couple weeks. She has a cancerous tumor in her lung, her left lung, and they're going to have to take about 30% of the lung out. And so I just like prayers for her.
Oh, absolutely. Our thoughts
absolutely.
And prayers.
You got it.
Okay.
And when does she go in for surgery?
Huh?
When does she go in for surgery?
I'm not sure yet. Okay. The doctor hasn't set it up, but they figure the first couple weeks in June.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, well, everybody will be thinking about her, okay?
All righty. Okay, and like I said, I'm going to miss you guys because every time I'm home, when you're on, I listen.
Oh, we love you for that. Thank you so much.
And I'll come in and see you guys.
Absolutely. Yeah. We're not going anywhere. We're just...
Oh, I know.
We'll still be here.
Yep. All right. Love you guys.
Love you too, Marie.
Uh-huh. Bye.
Bye. All right. So what's your fondest memories of the last
I don't know. I like, we've just had so much fun. We've got to meet a lot of people. We got, you know, I don't know. We had just a great time all the way through. I don't know.
It's
that
been 16 months.
Okay, what was yours?
Been. No, I'm just saying it's been 16 months. I just did the calculations. And it's been 16
you
months.
You did your math.
Did my math. So.
No, meeting all the listeners was absolutely wonderful. Doing the remotes is a lot of fun. Going to the Tuesday tastings was a lot of fun. I wished we could do more. We tried to set that up, and it's really hard to get a lot of people on board with that. It's not as easy or as simple as you may think to have people open up their restaurant and give a price and invite you in. So I always thought that was wonderful. I know George did a fabulous job. When we went over to his place, he was always so welcoming. But having some of our special guests has been a lot of fun, too. You know, Chef John Paul's a riot. So I will definitely miss that.
Yeah.
I'll miss all of it. I miss all of it already, just knowing it.
I remember the first time I took you over to the other studio.
Scared to death.
And
I sat on the couch.
You did. You sat on the couch, and then we got you up there. And Kim, we all said, no, you can just sit there, just have your earphones on and stuff. And then she goes, and your name's Deanna, right? And she knew it wasn't. And to make you talk, and you said, no, it's Diana. And that started it.
That started it, all right. That definitely started it.
Got you talking, and
now you can't shut me up, huh?
No, you have just blossomed, and you know, they call you the voice now.
Whatever. You're so full of it. You make that up.
No. People love you, and you've done so much since we started over.
No, there's so much more that we want to do. We don't want to, you know. There's so many things that we have on our list of things that we can do with this station, what we can do with this program and involve people. It just takes a little bit of money.
Yep.
So but, we're working on it.
We're going to work on it, and we're going to come back and be bigger and stronger and better. And
what was your favorite time?
You know.
It's hard to pinpoint, isn't it?
I have got so attached to so many people.
I know.
And yesterday was very hard for me.
It was extremely hard for both of us.
You know, that's been the best part of it.
The friendships that we've acquired.
And, you know, just the camaraderie that they have and bringing in special guests and God, just the whole thing's been great for me.
It's been a lot of fun.
I mean, I've really enjoyed it, and I look forward to it even being better.
It will be.
But right now, let's talk to Virginia from Mesa. Virginia, how are you doing, you beautiful woman, you?
I'm doing pretty good, you handsome devil.
So, what are you up to today?
What?
What are you up to today?
Oh, I got appointments at the beauty shop, and then I got to go to shopping.
You don't have to go to a beauty shop. You're beautiful already.
Well, thank you.
So, all right. So, what's one of your fondest memories of the last 16 months that we've been on the show?
Oh, that would be hard to say. It's, I've enjoyed most of it, most everything. It's hard for me to say.
Yeah.
But then the weekends are hard because I miss you on the weekend. I'm going to have a double trouble.
Yeah, I told you. I'm going to call you, so.
Okay.
We'll call and talk, and so yeah. We'll stay in touch.
Yeah, I would like that.
Yep, well, I promise you I will.
Okay.
And we'll let you know as soon as we'll be coming back. And like we said, we're going to come back bigger, stronger, better, and have the backing that we need to have and just make it a great show.
You know, you can always go on. Oh, you can't. You don't have your computer. I was going to say you can go on and listen to old ones.
Yeah, I'd love to do that.
Maybe we'll find you a computer that you can get. So you can
our
get
CD it. Player, we've got a backup on CDs. Yeah. Oh, wonderful. So you want to try some trivia today, Virginia?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you give me an easy one?
I can. I can give you a true or false.
Okay.
Let's see which one. All right. How about true or false? Egyptians used to worship cabbage heads as gods.
What did you say?
The Egyptians?
Okay, I said true or false. Egyptians used to worship cabbage heads as gods.
True.
Very true.
Kind of like in the movie Castaway, how he looked at the soccer.
The ball.
The soccer ball.
Wilson!
Oh, that's good.
Yep. All right. All right. Well, you are a winner today, and we'll send you out a gift certificate for that.
Oh, really?
Yep, we will.
And well, you were going to send one for me yesterday. I don't know whether you knew that or not.
Yes, I did.
Okay.
I'm going to send you another one today.
Oh, you're a sweetheart. you're just spoiling me rotten.
Well, good women deserve to be spoiled.
Okay.
All right.
Uh-huh.
All right, Virginia, you have a wonderful day, okay?
You too.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. All right, 480-668-3287. Give us a call and join in. Tell us what your fondest memories of the last 16 months were and answer some trivia, win some stuff, and, boy, give us restaurant reviews. Do whatever. Just call us up, 480-668-3287.
We'll be right back.
Paradise Valley Produce, your local wholesale produce man, taking care of your commercial needs. Paradise Valley Produce delivers best service and the highest quality produce at a fair price. Any fresh produce delivered to your door by refrigerator trucks with no minimum and no delivery charge. Taking care of your restaurant and market produce needs. Call Paradise Valley Produce at 602-734-5655. That's Paradise Valley Produce at 602-734-5655.
The longest continually running food and restaurant show in the valley continues with Dennis and Diana.
Have you eaten here before?
Nope.
Good morning, gentlemen. Can I share our specials with you?
Sure.
First, we have the seafood special. It's actually been sitting around here for a week. Then there's the cream of chicken soup. It's had no refrigeration since it was made yesterday. We're known around these parts for our food poisoning. What can I get you?
Yeah, don't think we can stay for lunch.
Wouldn't it be great if you could be warned of life's risks? If you have diabetes, you can. There's a simple blood test called A1C that can help measure your risk of complications from diabetes. Why is it important? Because more than 600 people every day die from diabetes and its complications. If your A1C is above 7, your doctor can show you how to lower it. If you have diabetes, know your risk. Know your A1C. Ask your doctor. Or for more information, go to www.diabetesa1c.org or call 1-877-TEST-A1C. Brought to you by the American Diabetes Association, Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation International, and the Ad Council.
That steak. Yeah, the one you just threw on the grill. That steak has iron. It has protein. That steak even has vitamins. That's right, steak has vitamins. Go ahead, turn it over and see what you find. More of the good stuff, I bet. More essential nutrients than you've ever heard. So what we're saying is what that delicious and nutritious cut of beef doesn't give you is any reason to wait. Above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner.
Brought to you by Arizona Beef Ranchers and Farmers. For beef recipes, nutrition, and facts about beef, visit arizonabeef.com. Join us on Twitter at Arizona Beef. And find us on Facebook at AZ Beef. Arizona Beef, raised by families for families.
You're listening to Culinary Confessions with Dennis and Diana. Call in at 480-668-3287.
480-668-3287. We're going to talk to Paul from Mesa and then Mario from Gold Canyon, first time caller. So,
All right.
Paul from Mesa, how are you, sir?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
We're good.
Good. I just have three things.
Okay.
So you said to call in with memories. So the last 16 months, I think Cute Arrival is my favorite, was the time that Chef John Paul was on, and you guys got to talking about the joys of White Castle Burger. That one was almost out of control, but it was great.
They were almost out of control?
Oh, man, I'm telling you. The second one that I think stands out as very memorable was Holly and her light rail escapades, which I think I almost peed laughing. And I think the last one that remains as memorable is learning to speak Dennis. I have learned a whole new, you know, you hear people who know a little Spanish and English, and they call it Spanglish. I haven't quite named the vernacular called Dennis, but I'm sure that I'll have some time to think about it over the summer and hit you with my title when you guys get back in the fall.
Okay.
So, but that's all I had. And I thought, yeah, I'm going to share those three. I'm going to pick up the phone and call. So I did. And I won't hear you guys tomorrow because I'm out of town. Undoubtedly, we'll see you over the course of the summer.
Now, where are you headed to tomorrow?
I'm just going to head over to L.A. I have a home over there, and it's just time for some periodic maintenance.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, it's just time for that. So
I have one down the street that needs some maintenance, too.
You know what? I'm actually familiar with that.
Are you? Okay.
And I have.
I need a whole new front yard and a backyard. You got extra time to do maintenance. We got all kinds of maintenance.
Well, I know that I have some parts for a swimming hole back there. So when I get back, we will dedicate some time to getting those parts installed.
Don't you worry about a thing.
Well, it'll be a pleasure. So I'll catch up with you guys. You know, in and out of the truck. We'll get you.
Right.
Are you okay?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
All right.
How about you guys? Good?
Good.
We're good.
I just want to make sure you're feeling good.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm just grunting because I'm turning screws.
All right.
I won't say anything. You just opened the door to so many things at that point.
Oh,
but
goodness,
I'll be
I
nice.
Love it. Thanks, Diana. We'll see you guys.
All right.
All right, Paul. Have
Bye.
A great day. Thanks, buddy.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, let's talk to Mario from Gold Canyon. Mario, how are you?
Not too bad. How are you guys doing?
Good. So you're a first-time caller. How long you been listening?
Oh, since you guys first got on before the previous guys, I actually listened to you guys the first show.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah. So I've been listening for quite a while.
Well, thank you very much.
Just want to say thank you. I've learned a lot from listening to you guys, and anxious to see you guys get back here.
Well, we're anxious for it, too. We're looking forward to fall, but, you know, it's going to be a good break. We're going to be able to take care of a lot of things, so.
Yeah, that's it. We made a lot of good restaurants from the reviews and people. My favorite one was the Ponies.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's my favorite restaurant that I've eaten at from you guys, and I'm ashamed to say I haven't got down to eating over at your guys' place. I don't know why, but it is on my freaking list to get it done now that you guys are on the radio.
All right. Well, come by. When you come by and see us, make sure you let us know that you're here so we can see you, okay?
I will. You guys have a great one.
Thanks,
All
Mario.
All right, Mario. Thanks, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Mario's also a first-time caller, so he's going to get a
gift certificate
for that.
Absolutely.
So, Mario, we'll be sending you out a gift
certificate. Gift certificate.
There you go, speaking Dennis again.
All right, we'll send that out to you, Mario. Thank you so much for your support. We really appreciate it.
That's right. We appreciate everybody's support, and we have got so much support from our listeners, and it's pretty
awesome.
Yeah, it is.
So thank you all very much.
Pretty humbling is maybe the word I was looking for. I don't know. But,
All right. So give us a call. Try some of these trivia questions. At the top of the hour, we'll have a new taste of music. And don't forget, I'll be giving the recipe of the day brought to you by Alexon Design Group at the top of the hour. And you want to do a couple more of those trivia questions?
I do.
Okay.
All right. And What's a root vegetable with a taste of resembling oysters? And then, let's see. At midnight on January 16th, 1920, what began making the biggest boom in home brewing history? And then, true or false, the winners of an athletic event in ancient Greece were given a bunch of celery. Is that true or false?
Call us at 480-668-3287.
How do you avoid getting teary-eyed peeling an onion? And let's see. True or false? The tomato is actually a berry.
True or false? Give us a call, 480-668-3287. Answer some of our trivia questions today.
And?
Call and give us a restaurant review.
Yeah, or the survey question. The survey question is, over the last 16 months, what's some of your fondest memories of the show? So, because it's Throwback Thursday.
Did you know researchers find chemical in coffee prevents retinal degeneration?
Really?
That's pretty cool.
Cool beans.
Cool beans for people that can't see. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, if you can, you know, find this chemical in a coffee that prevents this, this is perfect.
Maybe that's why people drink coffee so much.
Well, you think so?
I don't know.
I don't know. But it can help prevent vision loss, blindness, and glaucoma. So they are doing some more research and on coffee beans. So I bet Brian would know something about that.
I'm sure he would. Brian knows all about coffee.
I know.
Coffee.
He is the coffee master.
The coffee guru.
I'm going to miss that part too.
Yeah, it's always fun to hear Brian. He's always got new things and different ways to do coffee. And it's nice that he shares.
I know, great source of information. And, you know, he shares all of it. I mean, how to brew it, how to roast them, everything. You know, he's even doing those classes. And don't forget, on the weekends, they've got live music over there. So they have a lot of fun. And that's over at Berge's Coffee Roast House, located at 309 North Gilbert Road. You can check them out online at bergiescoffee.com. That's B-E-R-G-I-E-S. coffee.com.
All right, well, let's talk to Bobby from Phoenix. Okay. Bobby, how are you today?
Hi, I couldn't resist your friendly, down-home, folksy voices.
You couldn't.
I drink so much coffee, my brain's going to be alert after they put me under, that I'll be conversing with the vermin and the worms.
Oh, very nice.
But however, not but, that negates what I was going to say, what I said prior to. No, I just wanted to take the survey and talk to you about a restaurant, which is my home stove, I call it. It's not a restaurant, it's me.
Okay.
But it's a neat little trick.
Yeah?
And what I do, I'm swallowing a Chinese pastry here.
Chinese pastry?
Oh, yeah. What's that yellow yolky stuff that they put in the middle of the Chinese puff pastries and all of that stuff?
I don't know.
Is that egg?
I've never had a Chinese puff pastry, so I'm not sure.
Well, it's not a... Yeah, it's a kind of a puffy pastry. It's really tasty because it's not too sweet.
You know, actually, I don't think I've ever had dessert in a Chinese place.
You should try it. It's really interesting. They use a lot of rice flour. A lot of different things. Probably green algae and... and what's that movie? That's people. Soylent Green.
Soylent Green?
Yeah, they have the inventory for that.
Great.
Bad girl.
Oh.
Anyway, what did I had something intelligent on my mind. And see, the coffee's not working.
There's something about your kitchen.
Yes, thank you.
I was trying to swallow the pastry. I grow a lot of really good Swiss chard, so I eat tons of Swiss chard, and I find a lot of different ways to utilize it. But take it, wash it, and cut the stems off if you wish. And then cut it like in halves, the leaves, you know, so they're still kind of large. And then douse them with some olive oil and chop up chunks of onion and garlic. And then get your grill going. and do your chicken or steak or whatever you're going to do on your grill, then take it by the handful and pat it down on the hot grill, and it will even sizzle for like a minute and a half on each side, and it's this smoky, because it wilts like spinach.
Right.
Smoky, yummy flavor, and then serve it with some sour cream on the side and your meat. It is so good.
That sounds good.
Mm-hmm. It's very, very good, and with the olive oil, you have to watch it carefully because it'll burn
right
quickly.
Yeah, but I found that out with kale.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it's kale is almost the same thing.
Right.
And, okay, so I got that done. What's next on the list? Oh, I wanted to take the survey.
All right, what is the fondest memory of the last 16 months since we've been on the show?
The way you all come across, your honesty. You really enjoy what you're doing. And it's fun to listen. It's like I'm eavesdropping in the kitchen.
Sometimes you know, you may be, yeah.
I may be, who knows? You know, NSA.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Well, but, thank you.
But anyway, so that was it, basically. I wanted to take just a gutsy guess on something, one of the questions.
Okay.
And I don't have to win, like I said, because I don't think I'm eligible. But right. I don't have a problem with that.
Okay.
What is it?
Oh, pick one for me, and I'll just guess.
All right. Let's go with, at midnight on January 16th, 1920, what began making the biggest boom in home brewing history?
Home brew, you would think it's alcohol.
Right.
Because it was a big boom.
It was 1920.
Yeah, 1920 is the Roaring Twenties, and we had a prohibition then, right? No.
Yeah,
we did. I don't know why I want to say Coca-Cola.
No, it's not.
It's an alcohol.
No, it's what made the biggest, what was the reason for the big boom?
I'm trying to think of whoever had a distillery, and I don't know
back
the name.
Back up 30 seconds and you said it. What was the cause of no?
It was alcohol, illegal liquor.
So it begins with a P.
Phosphorus.
No, you already said it.
You said it once.
Come on, I can't go backtrack that fast. My roots are not that deep in the brain. Give me a break.
Prohibition. Said prohibition, so I'm going to give it to you.
I said I'll just be humble and take it that I can make errors. Well, that's what happens when you deal with someone who's manic, who's trying to control the horse she's riding, which is a very wild horse. And then I throw coffee on the flames, you know. So that's that's why I volunteer where I volunteer, so okay. That they understand me because I do excellent work. Because us bipolars are extremely creative,
yes.
And fast workers and blah blah blah.
All right. Oh, that's awesome. Well, I'm going to give you that because you did say prohibition at one point. So
that was just such a waste of energy and time. If I were king, because I belong to AA, I choose not to drink.
Right.
My dad was the best alcoholic in the state of Texas. So I've got that genetic makeup. I would let everyone just have a full-fledged, crazy drinking day on pick a day, you know, Saturday, Sunday, or if you're off on Wednesday, just get thoroughly loaded, pass out, and then you'll swear you won't do it again for a week.
I was going to say, yeah, you're going to take you a week to recover.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Exactly. But then that's the point. Eventually you'll get tired of it, and you'll see how it really does feel and
right.
How it feels not to have it.
Absolutely.
So anyway, good program. But, yeah, it's the good vibes you guys put out.
Well, thank you, Bobby. We really appreciate that.
As soon as I get up there and I'm sure the food is good, too. I'm going to bring a friend.
Well, good. Come see us.
I will.
Make sure you let us know you're here.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to send you out a gift certificate, okay?
Okay.
Thanks,
all right.
Bobby.
Thanks,
bye.
Bobby. Bye. All right. 480-668-3287. We'll be right back. We'll talk with Holly from Phoenix and Jim from South Tempe.
For sale. One pair of height-increasing shoe inserts. One previous owner no longer needs them. Started drinking milk 3 servings a day. We'll also consider offers on orthodontic headgear. Teeth straight and strong now, thanks. Also for sale, one magical role-playing game set. No time to play since joining the basketball team.
3 daily servings of dairy let kids grow up with strong bones, healthy teeth, and big muscles, which just may help them grow out of a few things they won't miss at all. Milk, cheese, and yogurt. Have you had your 3 today?
Keep listening to Culinary Confessions for your chance to win some great prizes.
Can I have a price check on aisle... ma'am?
Yeah.
Don't look down, but there's a giant python wrapped around your leg.
Oh, yeah, I know. It's probably nothing.
Nothing? Shouldn't I don't know, like, call someone?
No, I don't have the time. I'm late as it is. If it keeps up, I'll have it looked at.
Are you sure? That's a pretty big snake.
No, I'm fine. Thank you, though. You're very sweet.
You wouldn't ignore this, so why ignore the signs of a stroke? If you or someone you know suddenly experiences numbness of the face, arm, or leg, or sudden trouble speaking, seeing, or walking, don't wait to get help. Call 911 right away, because time lost is brain lost. To find out more, visit www.strokeassociation.org or call 1-888-4-STROKE. This message brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Amy, owner of Bare Necessity Wax and Spa. When I started my company 4 years ago, I had only one intention in mind, to help people feel beautiful and confident by providing the best skincare and waxing services for an affordable price. Come on in and give us a chance to show you what we're all about. Mention this ad when booking your appointment to take advantage of 20% off any facial, chemical peel, or massage, or get 50% off your first eyebrow, women's Brazilian, or bikini wax. That's Bare Necessity Wax and Spa, 323 South Gilbert Road, the big yellow farmhouse with the white picket fence. Or give us a call at 480-290-5576. We hope to see you soon.
This is Culinary Confessions on AM 1440 KAZG.
480-668-3287. Give us a call. This is Culinary Confessions with Dennis
and Diana.
All right. Let's talk to Holly. Holly, how are you?
I am good. How are you guys?
We are great.
Awesome.
Awesome sauce.
Whatever. Awesome possum, you're supposed to say. So how was your lunch yesterday and your dinner and your everything? You guys did well?
Oh, yeah. It was good. In fact, typically when we go to his event, like, the line is, like, all the way down the sidewalk and around the other building, and you can't find anywhere to park. And we just happened to get there right at the best time. We were just, like, right there at the door. So we got our food right away. We found parking, no problem. Got in, had fun, and ate. And my grandson, it was funny, he's five. And I said, you remember coming here? You know, because we would always go for their anniversary. And he goes, yeah, I remember coming here on my birthday.
On my birthday.
And I was like, wait a minute, you don't remember the other time when we came and got this? And he was like, yeah, on my birthday. Because he keeps saying that because it's coming up in June.
So he wants you to remember.
And he wants to go back out there again on his birthday.
Nice.
Oh, kiddos, I'm telling you. But it was good. It was very good.
Right.
And my friend, he... that made it, I think, his second time going there, and he really likes it.
Oh, good.
Because he's went to a few barbecue places, and he said he just didn't care too much for their barbecue, and he's not one to care for a lot of people's baked beans, but he really liked Joe's baked beans.
Well, good.
Yeah.
All right. So... Holly, and over the last 16 months, what's some of your fondest memories of the show?
My fondest memories are just looking forward to 11 o'clock. I mean, my day feels kind of weird when I'm so busy I don't really get a chance to call in and talk to you all. And I just like the laid-back... show. It's friendly, you know, it's down to earth. I like the tips you give for how to prepare certain meats. and some of the people that you have come on and talk about, you know, how to prepare meats and how to do different things. Of course, I love the tip of the day. I hope I've provided a lot of tips for people out there. I got a lot more to share.
You'll be able to do that in the future. So.
Right, right. And I'm going to miss that, you know, because this is going to be like my day is going to be kind of weird not being able to call in and talk to y'all.
Yeah.
But I just like that homey feeling, you know, of talking to you guys. And it's just, it's a lot of fun. It makes you look forward to doing something in the day.
All right. Well, very good. Well, thanks, Holly. And
yeah.
We appreciate you.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate you guys. You don't know how much. I mean, I get to experience a lot of restaurants out there that I wouldn't typically be able to experience due to my financial situation. So
yeah.
That is very much appreciated, and thank you very much for that.
All right, you're very welcome. All right, well, you go on, and you have a great day, okay?
Okay, well, I do believe today I'm up for winning a gift certificate.
Okay, then go ahead, and let's answer true or false. The winners of
I was going to do the tomato.
Okay, then do the tomato one. All right, true or false, the tomato is actually a berry.
Yes it is.
Yes it is. It's got seed. All right, you are a winner. Okay.
Thank you.
All right, Holly, we will talk to you soon, okay?
Okay, right. Thank you.
All
guys.
Right.
And have a good rest before the fall.
All right. Thanks, Holly.
Bye.
You're welcome. Bye.
All right. Let's talk to Jim from South Tempe, and then we're going to talk to Jacqueline from Scottsdale. Jim, how are you? Nope.
This Jacqueline. Is Jacqueline.
All right. Well, I'll talk to you first. Okay.
Okay.
Sorry, Jim. All right. What's going on, Jacqueline?
Well, you know, I don't necessarily have memorable times because I didn't get to spend a lot of time that I would have liked to with everyone, but I certainly enjoy, besides Janet and the Mariannes and Vince, and you guys listening to you, my favorites are John Paul and Kathy from Rio Verde. Oh, my gosh, she does more in one day than I do in a whole lot of time, and she's very inspirational to me. She does all the things I wish I were doing.
She is.
And Holly. Oh, my goodness. I never knew what a joy hump day could be before Holly.
Oh, that's funny.
I don't think any of us realized that.
No. And then the biggest star of the whole program is your beautiful wife, Diana. I mean, my goodness.
Yes, she is.
Before and after. She just bloomed in there. Well, no, I think she's still budding. She's still, she's still, there's more to bloom. I mean, you know, budding is not bad. Budding is good.
Yeah.
As long as I'm not butting my head against the wall, right?
No, budding, not button.
No.
There's a lot of butts in this one.
Now he's talking about
getting to meet Dennis and Diana. I mean, Dennis has already had the big personality out there, but both of you are just, I mean, Diana's a little feisty little gal there.
You think?
No, you not would, me.
You know, you wouldn't know it if she's so mild-mannered and then,
Watch out, huh?
Yeah, I don't mean that in a bad way.
She is a little feisty.
Someone's got to keep you in line.
Yeah. Definitely.
Well, thank you so much, Jacqueline. We do appreciate you and everything that you've done for us and helped us through some times. We really appreciate that.
Well, I'm grateful to do it because that's what I like to do. And thank you for letting me tell everybody to call 480-391-0444 and deliver flowers for Mother's Day.
That's right. Talk to April when you call. 480-391-0444.
See how good you are.
$5.25 an hour, right? Per delivery.
$5.25 a delivery.
Per delivery.
Per delivery.
Plus your tip.
Yes.
There you go.
Yes. And if you take a little kid with you, send them up to the door and they'll get a bunch of money. When I took my nephew was in Boy Scouts, so I always would have Boy Scouts help me, especially when my hips are bad and, you know, all I could do was drive. And, man, they come back with $20 tips.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it is.
All right. Take the little ones with.
Yes, definitely.
All right. Sounds great, Jacqueline.
Well, thank you, and I'm looking forward to seeing you in the fall, and I will still continue to send the proper people that ask me about, you know, your kind of, you know, the radio show or whatever, I'll send them your way.
All right. We appreciate that. All right,
you're
Jacqueline.
Welcome.
You're a sweetheart, and we love you.
Love you, too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.
All right.
All right. Let's talk to Jim from South Tempe. Jim, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing just fine. Dennis, how are you doing, voice?
Just fine.
It was great to be with you guys yesterday. I want to give you a piece of trivia.
Okay.
I'll switch it around and give you some, Dennis.
All right.
Who was the terror of Colorado Boulevard?
Who was the pair of what?
The terror of Colorado Boulevard.
The pair of Colorado Boulevard. I don't have a clue.
The little old lady of Pasadena.
All right.
That's in the Beach Boy lyrics, huh?
You're right. I thought I'd end your first hour on a bright note.
I love it. The little old lady from Pasadena. I love
right.
it.
Right.
Well,
I think I've
you.
Known a few of those little old ladies from Pasadena where I grew up.
So. And I'll call you back tomorrow with a restaurant review. I'm going to lunch.
All right,
Jim. Thank you.
Okay.
You
Talk
have
you
a great day, Jim.
Bye. Love you both. Bye-bye for today.
Okay,
all right.
Bye.
Love you too, man. Bye. All right, 480-668-3287. We'll be back.
KAZG, Scottsdale, Phoenix. KDKD, HD2, Mesa, Phoenix.
KAZG. 1440, KAZG.
Culinary confessions, Dennis and Diana's confections, were the food connection. Culinary confessions, we love food. Yeah.
It's all about food, restaurants, and good eating. Now, with no further ado, with Faces for Radio and Passion for Food, the longest-running, award-winning food and restaurant talk show in Arizona, Culinary Confessions with Dennis and Diana.
Good afternoon, Arizona foodies, and welcome back to Culinary Confessions. I'm Dennis.
I'm Diana.
And it's Throwback Thursday.
Throwback Thursday. What are you throwing back?
I am throwing back a lot of things. All right.
Throwback a beer. Throwback, no.
Anyway. So let's hurry up and do some business real fast and get back to the phones. We got Kathy waiting from Rio Verde.
Do you want to talk to her first, then start on our business? Because we've got trivia, we've got the taste of music, and we have the recipe of the day brought to you by Alexon Design Group.
Why don't we go ahead and talk to Kathy then?
Okay.
All right. Hi, Kathy.
Hi there. This would be really quick because I don't have time to talk. But I had a call in and answer a trivia question about the onion.
All right.
I mean, you set yourself up for this. I just had to call in. it was, how do you slice onion without crying, or what was the exact question?
How do you avoid getting teary-eyed peeling an onion?
There you go. The honest-to-goodness truth is I tell my husband to cut it.
That is the perfect answer. Have someone else do it.
That's right.
That is the perfect answer. I love it.
You know what? I'm giving you that one.
Oh, that's okay. An automatic win.
And I didn't know anything about the survey question, but I just enjoy listening to your show and listening to you two talk. But the one thing that, and I don't want to sound self-righteous or anything, but the one time I put my name into the stew pot, because I don't put my name in stew pots, I put it in one time, and the next day you called my name for the staycation for Marianne.
Oh, uh-huh.
Right.
I thought, how lucky was that, right?
Well, and you know what's really funny is there's people that have only called one time. That's all it takes to put your name in there.
Yep, and we honestly draw it right out of a bucket, so.
Yeah, I mean, because even Brittany draws it out for us, so it's, you know, there's just no question about it. So it was, you were a very lucky person.
I was lucky, and if I hadn't been home, I would have gone out and bought some lottery tickets. But I wasn't about to leave the house. So, all right.
Well, you're a good person.
So good things happen to you.
I'm not a good person. My husband says that too. You're a nice person. I said, no, I'm really not a nice person. And that's probably why you haven't met me, because I'm not a nice person. I don't know why everybody keeps saying that, but I'm really not. I pretty much speak what I want to say. And
that's what everybody loves about you. I don't think you understand. You're honest. You're honest with yourself. You're honest with the things that you want to say. And I think more people are inspired that you can be so honest and feel good about it. And it's a wonderful thing. More of us need to be like that.
Well, if you think so, okay. My husband does too. But so anyways, I have to get back to work. I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
All right, Kathy. Bye, you Kathy. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Yep. Honesty is the best policy.
It is. And we need our children need to learn that too.
Yeah.
So anyway, well, let's get started with some trivia brought to you by George & Sons Asian Cuisine, located at 11291 East Via Linda in Scottsdale. Give George a call for all your catering needs or for reservations, 480-661-6336. Don't forget about a second location off the I-17 and the 101 at Deer Valley Town Center. For reservations there, it's 623-434-1888. Mother's Day is coming quickly, so call for reservations.
All right, and that trivia is, what is hashi? Is it a Japanese chopsticks, oriental stir fry, or illegal hallucinogenics? and what's a root vegetable with a taste resembling oysters?
A root vegetable. Give us a call, 480-668-3287.
And true or false? The winner of an athletic event in ancient Greece was given a bunch of celery. Is that true or false? And that'll be it for now.
All right. We also have the Taste of Music brought to you by the Groves Bakery, located at 323 South Gilbert Road. Give them a call for your special orders or any of your baking needs, 480-813-4610. From pies to breads to cheesecakes, you name it, they can bake it. So the Taste of Music is?
Taste of Music is where we play a tidbit of a song. Somewhere in that song, there's a mention of food or drink. It could be in the title of the song, could be in the lyrics of the song, or it could be in the artist or group's name. Garion, please play me some music. Message told me a story about free milk and a car and said, no hooky-dokies in. All right, there we go. That was our Taste of Music. And a couple more trivia here. In 1984, Michael Jackson's hair caught on fire filming a commercial for what soda pop?
Dun, 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 dun.
And let's see. What cookie did Nabisco introduce in 1912 to compete with the Hydrox Biscuit Bombas?
I don't know what you're saying.
So, okay. What did Nabisco introduce in 1912 to compete with Hydrox Biscuits?
Okay? All right. And then?
All right. And Julia Child's show, The French Chef, premiered in 1962, 63, or 64. And that's all I'm going
to
do.
All right. We also have the recipe of the day brought to you by Alexon Design Group at 323 South Gilbert Road. You can check them out online at alexondesign.com. That's alexondesign.com. And today's recipe, do you want to take the phone calls first or do you want me to do the recipe?
Do your recipe real quick.
All right. We have a Caribbean flank steak with coconut rice. So, of course, you're going to have one beef flank steak and 1 8-ounce can of crushed pineapple. And then for the marinade, you're going to have a quarter cup of fresh lime juice, 2 tablespoons of finely chopped cilantro and 1 tablespoon of the jerk seasoning. Coconut rice, you're going to start with 2 cups of water, 1 cup of uncooked brown rice, 3 tablespoons of shredded coconut toasted, 2 tablespoons of sliced almonds toasted, 1 tablespoon of finely chopped cilantro. You're going to drain the pineapple, reserving a quarter cup of the juice for the marinade. Discard the rest of the juice, of course. Reserve the crushed pineapple for the coconut rice. Combine the marinade ingredients and reserve pineapple juice in a small bowl. Place the flank steak and marinade in food-safe plastic bag. Turn the steak to coat. Close bag securely and marinate in the refrigerator for about 6 hours or overnight, turning occasionally. Prepare the coconut rice. Combine the water, the rice, in a medium saucepan. Bring to a boil. Reduce heat. Cover and simmer for 35 to 45 minutes until the rice is tender. Remove from heat and then stir in the reserved pineapple, coconut, almonds, and cilantro. Season with salt if desired. Meanwhile, remove the steak from the marinade and place it on the grill over a medium and grill for about 11 to 16 minutes and then cover 16 to 20 minutes and then for medium, well, depending on how you like your steak as to how long you'll cook it, of course. Then you're going to carve the steak across in diagonal thin slices and serve over rice.
There you go.
There you go. And that's brought to you by Alexon Design Group.
All right. And our survey question of the day is, what is the fondest memory you had over the last 16 months of our show? So, all right, right now we're going to take a call to Mary Ann from Fountain Hills. Mary Ann, how are you?
I'm just fine. How are you?
We're doing great.
Well, it sounds like it. That's what's always fun and interesting to listening to both of you.
Well, thank you.
You're always lots of fun to talk to and also to listen and all the other people. You have such compassion for all the people that call in and say they're sick or this or that. So it's kind of neat.
Well, thank you. We appreciate that. So are you getting ready to go away for the summer?
Just about a week. But you know what? We can still do that on, like, the iPad. You can stream that in.
Yep, you sure can.
And that's fun.
All right.
So it's like I can still listen to you in Nebraska.
There you go. All right.
And the reason I called, too, is about the onion one.
Okay.
I loved her answer. That was great.
That's a perfect answer.
But now, I don't know if this is old, you know, something that I heard about a long time ago, if my mother taught me. When you cut onions, you don't talk. You keep your mouth closed.
Really?
And then you don't. Don't ask me why, but it usually works. And someone else said that you cut them with water running somewhere or close by.
Yeah, well, I'm not really talking about cutting the onion. I'm just talking about peeling it.
Oh, peeling.
Because when you peel it, that's when it happens, too. That's the start of it all.
I guess I just... Well, all I know is it works. Keep my mouth shut.
Yep. Okay.
Keep my mouth shut. All right, Marianne.
All right. Very good. Well, you know what? I'm going to give you one because that sounds good.
All right. I appreciate that.
All right.
And put me in the stew pot.
I will do that. You are in there.
And I will miss you, but I will still listen to you.
All right.
Thanks, Marianne.
You have a nice one.
You too.
Bye.
All right. How are we going to do this? We've got 2 people on the line, and our caller has called in. So, Maggie and Vince, Garion's going to get on and talk to you for a second, and maybe we can call you back right after this. But our interview is here right now, so we're going to have to take that one. And you can either wait online or
we'll call you back.
Yeah, so he's going to talk to both of you right now. So we're going to go ahead and take Don from Allen's Vegetables. Don, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. I hope the callers that were on hold aren't too mad. I don't want to be mad at Allen's.
No. They're good people, so they'll be fine. So you're over in Siloam Springs, Arkansas.
Sure are. Allen's been around. Well, you know, Allen's Vegetables around since 1926. It's an old family, family farms and all that good stuff that you expect back in 1926. But, you know, a lot of the brands your listeners have heard of is Princella, Freshlike, Popeye, Trappies, and Veg Off. So there's a lot of different brands that fall under Allen's. So.
Right. And so what are some of the things? You're doing some promotions and stuff for Mother's Day, aren't you?
We like to, and as we think of Mother's Day, and it's that time that maybe, unfortunately, maybe we should think of mom more than just one day. And I read something the other day, and it's home is wherever mom is. And it got me thinking that I think we should celebrate mom a little bit more than once a day. So at Allen's, because mom is in the kitchen for the most part, that maybe it's time to get the kids in, for instance. And we have on our website, we have a lot of different ideas where we, you know, suggest getting the kids in and give them ideas. And kids of all ages, you know, let's get the dads out there, too, to help cooking.
Right. Very, very. I agree with you very much on that one. I got a little tongue-tied. I was thinking.
You're thinking you're bad about your mom, didn't you?
No, my mom is actually, she flies out to Hawaii tomorrow. So she's.
We're not feeling bad for her at all.
Yeah.
We're kind of jealous that we're not going.
She's going with my sister. So, you know. Now, what do you think about, what can you do to get your kids involved in celebrating Mother's Day in the kitchen?
You know, I think a really big thing to do with kids, and again, the younger you would have to help them, but have them pick out recipes that they're interested in. And with vegetables, sometimes kids, I've had my kids, and they fight a little bit here and there on certain vegetables, but get them to eat them, get them involved. So have them go to a cookbook. Have them go to Allen's.com with a bunch of recipes or anywhere and have them pick out the recipe. That's the first step. And then as they say, hey, this looks pretty fun, and then you get them in the kitchen, and they're doing, we can be a little sneaky about it, because not only are we maybe sneaking a little vegetables into a recipe that they don't realize is in there, or even when they make it, it's math skills, and everybody runs from math, but it's measurements, and it's doing different things like that. But it's also interacting. And I firmly believe it. Allen said, let's bring the family back to the dinner table, but it also starts with recipes, and it starts with working that meal together. And that's, one more bonding thing that we kind of suggest. Get those kids in, but get them to pick out that recipe, and then they're proud of that.
Well, and two, with the kids, it's really fun. You put the color in the food by, looking on your website. When you go to Allen's.com, they have recipes. They've got all kinds of different ideas for you. But it's very, your first picture that you look at is very colorful. You're looking at your different vegetables. You've got zucchini and corn, and you've got, red peppers in there. And so you make it look fun, not just here you have to eat your vegetables, but let's make it look good. And, what's pleasing to the eye is usually going to make them happy. So when you put it on the plate and you've got all these beautiful colors, it makes them happy that they're presenting it that way, because kids are artists.
Oh, I agree. And I think there's also a learning point to starting a garden. Whether it's out of a plant, a little planter in the back, or if you little plot of land. But what I found is I talked to different individuals, but as you have the kids and they grow maybe a little corn or whatever is in season or part of the country that will grow. But the thing about that is they're watching it grow and they're nurturing it, and that's wonderful. And then they're waiting for the big harvest, which might be, two stalks of something. But while they're waiting for it to come in, that's when you go in and you it's a finished product, per se. Here's this can of corn as you wait for your stalks to come in. And you kind of introduce them that way, and you have them, and then you can compare. Now, one of the things, saving time and things like that in the kitchen, I always say, well, go to your cupboard, go to your pantry, and grab that can of whatever vegetable it might be, spinach or Princella sweet potatoes, because you don't lose any nutritional value from the can process to the fresh. So although I say, hey, go out and have your child go and grow something, that's great, and they get that green thumb and they, again, nurture that. But also, when they crack open that can of green beans, you're not losing anything. So that's an important fact.
Very good.
Absolutely. And you've got so many different fresh things for them to start with. I mean, between the spinach and you've got trappies with your beans. And, I mean, it's such a variety for all the kids to see. And they also need to know, you know, they are gluten-free. They have the low sodium, your heart healthy, kosher, GMO-free. You know, you provide all of that that people are looking for these days.
You're exactly right. And when you don't lose that nutritional value, and then plus with cans, environmentally, I mean, they're infinitely recyclable. So this can is another thing, you know, and you know, this child, that the kid that opens it and all that, then all of a sudden your child can do a craft out of the can or recycle it and feel good about that they're doing something good, and it's just not a piece of plastic or whatever being thrown out, that it is a positive thing using cans.
Right.
Now, you're a family-owned company and have been from the start, right?
Yeah. Where they're, you know, it's great because it, being around since 1926, and it's family farms, and all these family farms, and you touch a lot of lives that way throughout not just Arkansas, but through that southern, because we're a southern company and that flavor there. But it is wonderful, and there are stories from the early days of providing canned vegetables to the troops during World War II and things like that. And that makes you feel good that being around since 1926 gives you that legacy and that heritage.
Right, and you guys have grown quite a bit, I mean, since you first started out there. I've got family in Siloam Springs. So
no kidding.
I do. My stepmother,
well, that's a small world.
Francis Miller and Bill Miller, and then Charles Petty was my dad that passed away years ago, and then my stepmom remarried to Bill, and I don't know if you know who they are, but
they're
around there. And so, yeah, I've been by your plant several times, and you guys have grown, and you're big over there. So.
Oh yeah, and that's, you know, it's funny that you say that. It's a small world. I was visiting my parents out of Florida, and I ran across someone that says, "Oh yeah, I live right," you know, because you say things, and it's like, I'm in. It really, sometimes you're general where you live until it's like, no, I know exactly where you're at because I live there, so it's a small world.
Yeah, they're about 5 minutes from your plant. So,
yeah, fantastic.
Now, you've got something out there to help for Mother's Day. Your Allen's Mother's Day Meal Planner.
Yeah, you know, you're trying to make it easy for mom, and just some different ideas. I think we should all stay traditional to what mom, of course, or the family likes. But let's step up, maybe. Cook a meal for mom or help her cook. So we have some traditional southern dishes there, and then some that might be different. Now, I never suggest trying a bunch of different recipes, because for any holiday, whether it's Christmas or Easter or whatever, there's that tradition of certain things you have. But we have a lot of different. We have more than 500 recipes on the site, so it's nice to kind of peruse that and pick out what looks interesting and or variation of what was traditional or more southern. But, yeah, I think stepping out for mom, and, again, maybe more than that. And I've been suggesting, you know, remember those old recipe boxes, you know, that maybe grandma or great-grandmother had, and are all recipe cards in this wooden box and all that. I said, you know, these things are probably stuck away. Nowadays, everything's electronic, and you can go on the web and get any recipe. But I thought, you know, I'm going to look at my mother's, and which was passed down to her from her mother, and I'm going to take that old beat-up box and those cards, and I'm gonna put them on a file online so all my siblings and family can see them. But I thought then that heritage keeps going on, you know.
I think
that's a good thing to try and to look and know whether she, you know, my mom's like, yeah, that's neat, but it's more for the heritage and the love that you have for your mother, that she cooked and did all this for you, that you can give back and pass that on.
Yeah, and that's always a nice thing. I mean, because that's the one of the big problems. Recipes get, mom has them, and then nobody knows what happened to them.
You know? Oh yeah, oh yeah. I mean, it's funny. Some of these real old recipes, they use, I don't know. I'm trying to think. There was like lard or something like this, and you can be healthier. You know, it's like certain shows are out there, cooking shows, where it's like a healthier take of this. My daughter does that. She'll look at some of these recipes and she'll say, well, I'm going to do a healthier take on this and take out the lard or whatever it might be and make it a little healthier, but it still has that unique taste or that unique idea from grandmother or great-grandmother, and I think that's pretty neat. I also think that, it's funny, you want to cook for mom and all this, but I laugh because we visited my mother, again, in Florida. She was down there, and you couldn't do anything for her. She wants to cook for you. You know, that's almost the gift. It's the gift that she can cook bigger meals and not just meals for two. It's bigger meals for the whole, as our whole family was down there, these bigger meals. And that's pretty neat, too. It's like, well, you don't want to tax her, but you know what? I think that's giving, cooking is love, you know, and you're cooking up some great dishes, and you can give back, you know, give back to your mom by accepting these hard-fought meals, you know, as she gives them down.
Right. Now, all of your brands include, which are, there are Allen's, Popeye's Spinach, Princella, Veg-All, Fresh Like, Sugary Sam, Royal Prince, and Trappies.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they're available.
And a couple other.
Yeah.
There's like Butterfield's out, Butterfield potatoes and Butterfield potato sticks, which we have a great kid recipe on that where they actually use the potato sticks in a cookie recipe, which is kind of neat.
Right.
And here in Arizona, you can purchase any of those at Safeway, Bash's, Kroger, Smith's, or Albertsons.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, all of your stores.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
So you're available all over here. So.
Oh, yeah. And then even online, there are certain products, like boiled peanuts, for instance, that are more common in the South but may not be in that West Coast or even in the Midwest, for that matter. And I've noticed that you get cases. People are, you know, the consumers are buying cases of boiled peanuts or what it might be because it's easier sometimes to get it shipped to them. Or it's unusual in where they're at, and they came from the South, and it's kind of neat to do that. So there's an opportunity to do that. If it's not at the store, to order online and get a couple of cases in here and there.
All right, so where can people learn more about Allen's Vegetables?
Go to allens.com. Again, a lot of different tips and recipes. Or we're on Pinterest, Facebook, all the social media. And Pinterest, there's some interesting mom day recipes and ideas also. So, but Allens.com has a lot of different information. And we even look for, you know, as I talk recipes, I would say, hey, you got a recipe that's a family traditional recipe, by all means, send it to us. We'd love to have it. And if you do, we'll send you out the products that you use from Allens. But we'd love to add that because we always are adding these great recipes. And so, yeah, there's a place on there if you'd like to do that. And that's fantastic.
Right. I see some of your winners on there and what they've done. And it's a wonderful thing. You interact with all of your customers.
Yeah. I think just being out there and letting people know that you really care, it matters.
It does. It's that's that hometown family atmosphere where, you know, when you're showing it that you care about the people, they're gonna care about you and use you more. So.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. I mean, and you've got such a great product and such a wide variety, something for everybody.
Oh, I appreciate that.
All right. So any last things you'd like to tell our people?
Yep. Just, I guess, think of mom, eat your vegetables in a positive way, and everybody go to the website. Again, Allens.com, or visit Pinterest, Facebook, and enjoy the veggies, I guess.
Absolutely, and that's Allens, Allens.com, and they've got everything from maps of where you can purchase. You click on what state you're in, and it'll tell you what stores that they have their products.
All right. Well, Don, it was great having you on with us today, and maybe we can have you on again some other time.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you very much. You guys have a wonderful day.
All right. Thanks, Don. You too, Don. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. All right. We're going to take a quick break, 480-668-3287. Then we're going to come back. We got Maggie on, we got Vince on, and we got Eli on.
Hi. Hi, I'm Cheryl from Piefection, where we make over 50 varieties of fresh homemade pies every day. Our gourmet pies feature only the finest ingredients a foodie can find, like real butter, fresh ground nutmeg, and chocolate that's imported from Belgium. We also make the best homemade pot pies, including our green chili pork. Our pies are the Piefect addition to your dinner table, so we hope to see you soon at 6731 East Brown Road, the southwest corner of Power and Brown in Mesa, or call us at 480-218-7437. Or visit us on the web at piefectionaz.com.
That steak. Yeah, the one you just threw on the grill. That steak has iron. It has protein. That steak even has vitamins. That's right, steak has vitamins. Go ahead, turn it over and see what you find. More of the good stuff, I bet. More essential nutrients than you've ever heard. So what we're saying is what that delicious and nutritious cut of beef doesn't give you is any reason to wait. Above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner.
Brought to you by Arizona Beef Ranchers and Farmers. For beef recipes, nutrition, and facts about beef, visit arizonabeef.com. Join us on Twitter at @ArizonaBeef. And find us on Facebook at AZ Beef. Arizona Beef, raised by families for families.
Culinary Confessions with Dennis and Diana. This is your chance to be a food critic. Call 480-668-3287. That's 480-668-EATS.
Paradise Valley Produce, your local wholesale produce man, taking care of your commercial needs. Paradise Valley Produce delivers best service and the highest quality produce at a fair price. Any fresh produce delivered to your door by refrigerator trucks with no minimum and no delivery charge. Taking care of your restaurant and market produce needs. Call Paradise Valley Produce at 602-734-5655. That's Paradise Valley Produce at 602-734-5655.
Hi, I'm Amy, owner of Bare Necessity Wax and Spa. When I started my company 4 years ago, I had only one intention in mind, to help people feel beautiful and confident by providing the best skincare and waxing services for an affordable price. Come on in and give us a chance to show you what we're all about. Mention this ad when booking your appointment to take advantage of 20% off any facial, chemical peel, or massage, or get 50% off your first eyebrow, women's Brazilian, or bikini wax. That's Bare Necessity Wax and Spa, 323 South Gilbert Road, the big yellow farmhouse with the white picket fence. Or give us a call at 480-290-5576. We hope to see you soon.
You're listening to Culinary Confessions with Dennis and Diana. Call in at 480-668-3287.
All right, 480-668-3287. All the lines are flashing. Let's talk to Maggie from Mesa. Maggie, how are you?
I'm doing good.
Sorry about the hold.
That's okay. I didn't know you guys were having a guest, but that's okay.
Yeah, it was our last one before before our break.
Well, I had that pina colada pie from Piefection yesterday, and yeah, it tasted just like a banana or a coconut cream pie. It was delicious.
Well, good.
And what else? I know one of the trivia. I'd like to answer that.
Okay.
The Michael Jackson one?
Yes, ma'am.
Was it Pepsi?
Yes, it was.
All right.
Yeah, that was the start of his downfall.
Do you have any Millie coupons?
I do.
Okay.
Want one of those?
Yes, I've never tried her. I wanted to go to see her.
All right. I will send you over to Millie's, okay?
Well, thank you very much.
All right.
And the best thing I liked about your program, well, there were so many things, but like the live remotes, what I did is I tried to sit with a different person every time to get to know them. And I got to meet Sandy and Mary Ann and Mary Ann from Tippee and the Mary Ann from Scottsdale and Janet and did I say Sandy?
Yep.
I said, Vince I sat with once. And did you say Eli is on the phone?
He is.
Oh, my God. I haven't heard or seen him in a while either. So I'm going to, hi, Eli, if you're listening. So I'll listen to him and we will see you. I guess we'll all come to your restaurant to see you and Diane.
All right. And then you'll hear from us this fall. Okay.
Okay.
We'll be back.
I hope so. You will.
Yep. We will.
Okay. Love you guys.
All right. Love
Thanks,
you too, Maggie.
Maggie.
You're welcome.
All Bye-bye. Right. Bye. All right. Let's talk to Vince, and then we'll talk to Eli. Vince, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. Hi, Diana. Hi, Dennis.
Hi there.
Well, my favorite was probably doing the breakfast and the show. I thought that was a great idea. I thought that was fun doing it. And also listening to the other, when the other listeners were on and getting the, you know, you get a few inside things on them, you know, stuff that you don't, you know when they just call up and talk on the radio. So I thought that was great. But, you know, to me, I the big thing is just the whole 2 hours of the show of everybody calling in and talking, and, you know, that's what I enjoy. So,
well, that's good. We appreciate that. And you know, that was something that we just had to do when we took over. We wanted to involve the listeners a little bit more, and so we came up with the breakfast in a show, and that's it's worked out great. We've got to meet a lot of interesting people, and it's been a lot of fun. So
yeah, I thought it was. So I thought that was always that was you know, and I, you know, was kind of amazed a few times that on Wednesdays nobody would be there, and I'm thinking, like, well, geez, you know, if you won, why wouldn't you, you know, get there?
Yeah, we had a few of them that just didn't show up.
Yeah, you know, just, you know, to me, that's just like, you know, it was a great opportunity to meet you and Diana and that, and also it was fun, you know, it was a lot of fun doing it. So,
well, I'm glad you enjoyed it, Vince.
And how come you're not answering your phone?
We've just got two surprise visitors in here.
No, they finally made it. They're a week late.
We went to Piefection. Lori and I wanted some pies, so we went to Piefection, and we were so close, we said, okay, let's go surprise Dennis and Diana. So here we are, and of all people on the phone, it had to be you.
Of course.
Of course it is. And of course.
You called me three times.
Yes.
I know. Why didn't you answer your phone?
Because I'm on hold.
Oh, well, how much?
I can't figure out these new fancy phones on how to answer calls and put other people on hold and stuff.
Well, how am I supposed to know that? You know, I get nervous when I can't get you.
Oh, you're listening to the radio. You know I'm on hold.
No, now I knew you were on hold, but not when I tried calling you 20 minutes ago.
Yeah.
And here she is driving the car, and she's freaking out because she can't reach either you or Joy.
Oh, well, anyway.
They should be home by now.
I just got her. Yeah, I got her. She's okay.
They were home a few hours ago when I talked to her. So
that's too funny.
But anyway, let me answer the Oreo cookie.
All right.
The Oreo question.
Well, you just answered it.
You didn't even know. We got you really mixed up, Vince.
Let's see. That one was...
the Hydrox.
Yes, yes. Which cookie... what did Nabisco invent in... What was it, 1921 or something like that? Yes.
Yeah. And it totally wiped out Hydrox. I mean, Oreos took off so big compared to what Hydrox, you know.
Yeah, it was 1912. The Hydrox biscuit Bombas. Yep, Oreo invented that. The Oreo and goodbye biscuit.
Biscuit Bombas bombed, huh?
Yeah. So... All right, Vince, we're going to get you out something for that, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, you have a great day, okay?
All right, talk to you guys later.
All right.
So long.
All right, let's talk to Eli, and then we'll talk with our surprise guest. So, Eli, how are you?
Hey, Dennis, how are you? Diana, how are you, beautiful?
Wonderful, thank you.
Yeah, I miss your food. I heard you have a bakery. I heard Maggie, she says she hasn't talked to me and seen me for a while. I had a few things going on anyway. Maggie... Thanks for the baklava you promised me and you never gave me.
I anyway. Tasted it. It was really good.
Yes. Anyway, Dennis, do you make baklava or not at your bakery?
I don't.
You don't.
Not
That's
right
fine.
Now, but I can.
Okay. Because I'm having a rough time, you know. They don't do it good here. When I go to Canada, I bring them from there sometimes. And last time I went there last year, they didn't let me bring any. I don't know why. They're probably, you know, enforcing some laws.
Well, I tell you what, when we make some, I'll give you a call, okay?
Oh, please do. Oh, I left my number. You know, I lost Manny's number, and I didn't even call him, condole him for his passing wife. So if you talk to him, tell him to give me a call after in the evening after work, you know.
I will do that.
He has great lemons he gave me one time.
Yeah.
And then if he's listening, Manny, call me in the evening sometime. And Vince, how are you? I missed you all. Is Marianne still there?
I'm here, Eli. It's nice to hear from you. It's been a long time.
I know, sweetheart. I have your email. I'll write you, and I'll write Maggie, and I'll write everybody else.
Okay.
But I need to talk to Manny if you get a chance. Tell him to give me a call, if you don't mind.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Yes. Maggie, you stole my answer, the Pepsi. Shame on you, but we can share. Anyway. Anyway, you guys not leaving, right? You're just taking a little break, huh?
Yeah, we're just taking a break. We'll
take
be back in the fall.
Okay, I'm going to see when Manny get a little time. Him and I come in the evening, have a little beer at your place. I miss your prime rib sandwich a lot.
Oh, all right.
It was so good.
Yeah. So tell me something. You're not quitting at all, right?
No.
Okay. I heard from Kim and Don. They wrote me a couple times, and I answered them back. And also, what else did I want to ask you? What did I want to tell you? Was something else. When you coming back on the fall? You don't have any idea, like September, October, what, or before?
No date's been set yet.
Okay,
we're gonna sit down with our people at the radio station.
Okay, as long as
we'll post it on Facebook.
Okay, great. Okay, wait just a second, Diana. I need to ask you this, please. When I go, let's say Facebook, and you have Facebook, what do I click on Facebook? Your account, which one?
Just go to Culinary Confessions.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking to make sure you type in Facebook and then you do DD Culinary Confessions.
Oh, DD. Okay, that's okay.
Yeah, do DD Culinary Confessions and.
But you still have it on the regular Culinary Confession without the Facebook either.
Oh yeah, we still have our website.
Okay, good.
Yeah, everything is staying up. We're not taking anything down. Everything is going to remain where it's at.
Okay, yeah. That's fine.
And we'll start doing updates and stuff on
good.
It.
Good. Well, I'm going to stop by when I talk to Manny, see if he's there one evening, and when the whole group and the gang to get together, because I haven't had a chance to see you in different remotes or something like Kim and Don used to do. But we'll get together and I'll come see you.
Yeah, well, when we come back, that's what we plan on
okay.
doing.
Okay.
Yeah. Getting the remotes back.
All right. I hope you can give
stuff,
me a certificate. I can answer you a question about the oyster. And if you do, I want to come see you, you know, if you
okay.
can.
Okay. Well,
the vegetable tastes like oyster.
Yep.
I don't know if I'm saying it right. Is it salsify?
Yes, it is.
Okay. is it salsa or salsify?
Salsify, just
with
like you
A
said.
Or E?
S-A-L-S-I-F-Y.
I think I remember it long time ago. Okay,
yep.
That's the one.
Yep.
Okay.
All right, I will send you one to the Groves.
Oh, please. I miss your food. And if I make something, I'll bring you a little sample, you and Diana.
All right, you
okay.
got it.
Okay. All right, Dennis. I'll come see you, okay?
Sounds
thanks,
good.
Eli.
Thank you. Gillian has my address, I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
If not, he's got your number and he'll call you back.
Okay, yep. Thank you.
All thanks, right. Eli. Thanks, Eli.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Ladies, what are you doing?
We're just out doing nothing.
Out doing nothing, huh?
Well, my husband and I were going to come to Piefections because we wanted to get some pot pies. And then all of a sudden he decided, well, maybe I'm too tired. And so I said, you know what? I'm going to call Lori and I'll go out with Lori and we'll come. So
we
went
to secondary.
Second string got called
in. We went to Piefections and then we said, you know what? We're so close. We have to stop and see Dennis and Diana. So I said, okay.
Well, we're
and
glad
so we
you did.
Here.
Yes,
yeah.
absolutely.
You did. And you can stay on with us for the last part of the show.
That's okay. We'll just sit here and listen. We'll try to be good.
All right. Well, let's talk.
Don't ruin it.
Let's talk to Manny. Manny, how are you?
I'm doing great. I heard my name being taken in vain, so I figured I'd better call in.
Hi, Manny.
I don't think you took it in vain.
I know.
Hi, Levi, Manny. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. You two dynamic duo girls are there.
we're going to make trouble, but no, I don't think so. Not today.
No.
We'll be nice.
But, Levi, I want to thank you for your thoughts and wishes, and yes, I will call you. I'll get your number from Dennis, and we'll give you a call someday, and we'll get together. That sounds good. We're on a couple of cold ones together. Now, the other day, Marianne and I were talking, and we were talking about the family getting together.
Mm-hmm.
And I think sometime this summer we should all get together at the Groves and have a
a big old family reunion kind of thing.
I think that would be great.
I think that would be great. We really need to do that. That's,
do you know
that's
where that
something
is?
Has to be done.
But it better not be in August. It has to be before August.
Okay.
In July.
Well, yeah, we'll plan something for June or July. How's that?
That sounds good.
All right. And hey, I got to ask you, you need to call me right after the show, okay?
Yeah, he has a secret he wants to whisper in your ear.
Yeah.
You need me to call you?
Yeah.
Okay, well, if I get off work in time, I'll just stop by right after work.
Well, I was just going to see if you wanted to come in and work tonight.
Oh, yeah. If I get out of here early enough, sure. Yeah.
Okay.
What time do you need me?
Just whenever you get here. We got a ton of stuff, so.
Okay.
All right.
Not a problem, and you take care of those two evil women there.
All right, we will do what we can, okay?
Thanks, Manny. take care. Good to talk to you.
Have a great day.
I'm going to try.
All right. Bye, Manny.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, let's talk to – actually, let's go to a quick break and finish up that. 480-668-3287. We'll be right back, and we'll talk with Jennifer from Tempe.
Some childhood memories you just never forget, like when Dad didn't shave for a year, or when Grandma tried to paint the cat. But my favorite memories are of Mom giving us 3 daily servings of dairy for strong bones and teeth. I'm not sure if this was because the milk, cheese, and yogurt always tasted so good, or because Mom used to wear that crazy cow head and moo until we finished. Either way, those were some good times, according to my therapist.
Milk, cheese, and yogurt. Have you had your 3 today? A message from the Arizona Milk Producers.
Keep listening to Culinary Confessions for your chance to win some great prizes.
Honey, where's the bee pollen?
It's in the same cabinet as the banana leaf glue.
Found it! I'm making a wheatgrass shake. You want one?
Sure. I'll be out back churning the compost.
Can you bring in some filtered rainwater when you're done?
Okay. Nuts! I just spilled potato-based ink all over my hemp work pants.
That's okay, dear. We can shred the pants and use the fibers for insulation.
Ah, great idea. You know, for now, I'll just wear these plastic garbage bags for pants.
The fact is, it's easy to be smart about the environment and save money without going to extremes. You can start by looking for products with the Energy Star label, including appliances, heating and air conditioning equipment, windows, and insulation. The Alliance to Save Energy has lots of other energy-saving ideas. Visit us on the web at ase.org and get our free Power Smart booklet. Because with a few smarts, you can save money, save energy, and live comfortably.
Honey.
What?
Never wear brown shoes with black garbage bag pants.
The Groves Bar and Grill in Gilbert is open every day for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. The Groves Bar and Grill want you to know that everything is made from scratch, from their delicious soups to their handmade pizzas. The menu at the Groves Bar and Grill in Gilbert is full of American classics, such as meatloaf, pork chops, the Friday all-you-can-eat fish fry, great salads, plus much more. You can eat in the restaurant or their beautiful outdoor patio. It's the Groves Bar and Grill at 323 South Gilbert Road, Suite 111 in Gilbert. The Groves Bar and Grill in Gilbert, where friends meet for good food, good drink, and good times.
This is Culinary Confessions on AM 1440 KAZG.
80-668-3287. Give us a call. Right now we're going to talk to Jennifer from Tempe, then Mario from Gold Canyon. Jennifer, how are you?
I'm good.
What's going on?
Well, big changes, obviously.
Well, I wouldn't say big changes, just a break.
Yeah, you're catching up.
Yeah.
We got a lot of catching up to do.
I know. You have a lot on your plate. I mean, you already do with the restaurant, and you open the bakery and then radio, too. That's a lot. It's like, how many full-time jobs do you have?
Well, it's 3 or 4.
Exactly. So now you're going to take a break and have a full-time job of meeting new restaurant owners for us, right?
That's
so we can
right.
have new places to go and try.
Yeah, when we come back, we're going to come back strong and hopefully have a full lineup. And, you know, we're getting help with that, so it should work out.
That's wonderful. So. Well, I've really enjoyed how the two of you have stepped in and continued the traditions that made us all enjoy the show from the beginning, you know, like Taste of Music and the remotes and Tuesday tastings. And, of course, it's always fun to hear restaurant reviews by the listeners. And I love your interviews with your restaurant owners. And I like your new ideas. The Chef Off was fantastic. And Breakfast in the Show is really fun, too, because we get to know again, your listeners a little bit better, and it was fun co-hosting, too.
Well, great.
Well, thank you.
So I like that you've had new ideas as well as continued the old traditions. Kind of makes everybody happy, and it lets the show be your own, too, because you can't be clones of Kim and Don. You're yourselves.
No, we are definitely ourselves.
In more ways than one, right?
Yeah.
In good ways.
We're a little cruder and not polished, but we have fun. So.
No, you're perfect. Hi, Jen. I just have to chime in because I second everything that you say. It has really been great listening to Dennis and Diana, and I know for one I'm going to miss them because I don't know what I'm going to do every day at 11 o'clock now, but I'll just have to find something. It may be a good time because maybe it'll give me a chance to stay home and pack.
You've got a lot of packing to do.
Yeah, and give me something to do, but I'm going to miss them, but I know what they're going through, and I wish them all the luck in the world, and I want them to know, I'm sitting right here next to them, but I want them to know that I love them, and I'm rooting for them, and hope that they can get to do what they need to do.
I hope that you call everybody for the big get-together, Marianne.
I figured that you were going to put me in charge. Somebody was going to put me in charge, you know.
But well, you did a good job one time when you called everybody for something for Kim and Don, so.
Yeah, I'll take care of it in my spare time. I really will because I do want it to happen. I think we all need to go. I was talking to Manny the other day, and I said, I think we need to get together. We can't lose contact with each other.
Right.
So, yeah.
That's one of the things everyone likes about the show, too, is the camaraderie.
That's exactly why we listen. That's exactly why I tuned in after Kim and Don left. I did not want to miss all the people that I, you know, that I got to love and know. And Dennis and Diana did a great job of doing that for us. So.
And there were people that said we wouldn't make it 30 days.
Oh, please.
Oh, how mean.
They're mean. No. Show me who they are. Yeah. Tell me who they are.
Oh, there were quite a few of them out there.
There was quite a few. They did not like us at all.
Well,
they
that's, you know what, that's their loss. That's all I can say. It's their loss. So
they let us know we were not polished.
Oh,
and they
what a
let
shame.
Us know.
Yeah, they didn't like my words that I come up with.
Well, I think that's the charm of the show. And
that's right.
The two of you.
His
that
own
you
vocabulary.
Can laugh at each other.
And that's the charm of you, Dennis.
That's
I mean,
right.
We laughed at you, really. But you know what? That, we only laugh at people we love. Okay?
Yeah.
So that's it. So too bad.
Well, I feel really loved because there was a lot of laughing.
Well, it's true.
It's
you
better if
really
people are
love.
Laughing with you, not at you.
That's right.
Exactly.
All right, Jennifer. Well, great. You want to try a quick trivia? And then we're going to have to move on. So.
Sure.
All right. Let's see. Which one did I?
How about the celery?
All right. True or false? The winner of an athletic event in ancient Greek was given a bunch of celery.
You know, it sounds so offbeat. I'm going to say true.
You are absolutely right.
When a fact is that odd, it has to be true. No one could think that up on their own and have it be false.
No. All right, we're going to get you out a gift certificate, okay?
That sounds great.
All
thanks,
right,
Jennifer.
I look forward to hearing you in the fall.
All right, we do too.
And I'm sure I'll drop by the Grove sometime this summer for sure.
All
with
right.
With or without the rest of the listeners.
All right, sounds
we'll
good.
We'll get something going, Jen. Bye.
Okay.
All right, bye.
Bye.
All right. Looks like we got Mario from Gold Canyon again. Mario, what's up?
How's it going, Dennis?
Good.
I was actually just calling in to answer one of the trivias because this is actually going to settle a little argument that me and the missus had, believe it or not.
Okay.
Dun, dun, dun.
You better be wrong.
Yeah. It's about the onion. I don't know if anybody already did it, but she thinks that bread helps, putting bread underneath your eyes.
No, actually, that's not it. It's when you're peeling an onion, the best way to keep it from making your eyes water is have the water running and peel it under the water.
And peel it under the water.
Yep. But you know what? I don't know if anything really works. I think Kathy had the best answer when she said have somebody else do it.
That's what I was going to say. The best thing I found is have somebody else cut them.
Yeah.
Someone else cut it. You don't have to worry about a thing.
I think that was the perfect answer. So.
But the problem with that is when you have somebody else cut them, they're never uniform. It's always messed up. So.
Well, you have to pick your battles.
Yep, you got to pick and choose, I guess.
That's right.
Well, I look forward to hearing you guys tomorrow for a little bit till you guys take your little vacation. But All right. We'll talk to you guys again later.
Thanks, Mario.
We'll see you at the Groves.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. wow.
That's weird because I peeled 2 onions this morning and I didn't cry.
Well, and I think it depends on what kind of onion. And someone else said if you cut off the end of it first.
I do. It's easier to peel.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's a million. There's so many myths out there of what it can be and what it's not.
And one works for one may not work for the other.
Right. We're gonna take one more call. We've got just a couple more minutes, so we'll talk to Janet from Mesa. Janet,
hello, Dennis. Hello, Diana. Hello, Marianne. Hello, Lori.
Hi, friend. Janet. How are you?
I'm super.
Good, good. Good to hear that.
You're always super.
Super duper.
Because she's always better than average.
Yeah, she is. I wish I could say I'm super, but I'm never super.
Actually, I'll argue that.
Maybe I shouldn't say this, but Kim gave me some Wonder Woman underwear.
Oh, wow.
Now, there's a couple things I can say about that, but I won't.
Okay. I hope it's more than one pair.
Oh, boy. This is a family
Janet. Are you wearing them now? No.
No. Well, if I wasn't wearing them, then that would be, never mind.
So many places to go.
Let's not go there.
Okay. But I wanted to say, I think the most wonderful thing you did was starting the breakfast and a show.
Yeah.
Because there was no way you were going to get to know hundreds of people at one time. And this way you got to meet us at mm-hmm. one or two at a time, and you remember us. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Yep, I think that was one of the best parts of it.
And yes.
And you know what? It's one that will continue when we come back.
Okay, good.
Good.
Yeah,
good.
We will definitely continue that along with... we've got so many ideas that we didn't get to put in place this time.
Mm-hmm.
And
because there's just not enough time. I mean, I wish we could add more hours to each day, but the things that we want to do and share with everybody... We just ran out of time.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, the show used to be, though, like 1 hour a week.
Yeah,
That was nothing.
There's a lot to put in 1 hour in a week.
Yeah.
It's a lot to do.
But, yeah, we'll come back with some stuff that we've always wanted to do, and we'll continue some of the stuff that we do, and it'll be the same, you know, it'll be us.
Mm-hmm.
So,
right. And I've made some wonderful friends from the show, and...
That's for sure.
Some people that I still want to get to meet. I really want to meet Kathy from Rio Verde.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
You have to go to her house.
Well, maybe that's where we should have our get-together.
Okay.
Watch out, Kathy. Here we come.
And she'd probably do it.
Yeah. She probably would, yeah.
All right, Janet. Well, we're going to have to sign off here in about 30 seconds. So.
Okay, I just wanted to ask you, have you seen that thing on the internet where the teenagers in China are adopting cabbages as pets?
No.
It's the new Cabbage Patch Kid?
Well, you know, they can only have one child there.
Yeah.
So these kids are lonely and they've... dragging cabbages around.
It's going to get smelly.
All right. We've got to sign off real quick, okay? We'll talk to you in a little bit.
Okay, bye.
Everybody,
bye,
good Janet. Eats, good treats, and have a great day.
We'll talk with you soon. Bye.
KAZG, Scottsdale, Phoenix. KDKD, HD2, Mesa, Phoenix.
Arizona, go. KAZG.